Morning, 8-11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, also informative, local, and dependable. And she joins us on a Thursday to preview what's in the paper. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, we have just got so much news this week. Starting off with, City Council had a packed house, standing room only, because they intended to register all of the short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. It did eventually pass. The reason is because they said that these are businesses and we need to be able to know who is going to be there. We need to have contact information. There's a lot of reasons, but they said it is essentially a business and it needs to be on the tax rolls as such. And also we need to know that, you know, how to respond in cases and issues. So it did pass, but a lot of people came out to talk about it. And there was a lot of chatter on Nextdoor. A lot of it misinformed, but, you know, that's what Nextdoor is.
That's right. Nextdoor is your ill-informed neighbor sharing all of their misinformation. No, you're exactly, that's exactly what Nextdoor is. It really is. And every once in a while, there's something useful on there. The Gulf Breeze City Council meetings are the best show not on TV. Because they don't stream them or even video them, but you know, a lot of times packed out crowds. You also cover in the special election, which I have a running list of my candidates. I have 8 people that are in for Republicans, 10 that are maybes, 7 that are out. You've got an NPA and a Democrat who are in, right? Like it's a crazy thing.
Oh my goodness, my dog is barking. It's going to be crazy. Not to mention the domino effect of all the people resigning their elected seats to run. So there's going to be a domino effect there too. So, of course, the one thing we want everyone to know is that if you like to vote by mail, you will need to request a new ballot January the 1st or at least after December 31st, they all expire. So be sure and get a new mail-in ballot request in if you want to be able to vote in these elections by mail. So, yeah, we're going to be watching, finding out, I guess, the first domino to fall is going to be the congressional seat. And we're waiting for the governor to tell us when that election will be held.
You're right.
That's a very popular situation.
Well, we got, if Jimmy Patronis is in, then you're going to have to figure out what to do with the CFO seat. I don't remember if that's going to be an election or appointment. If Michelle Salzman Michelle's in and Joel Rudman's in, so that's 2 representatives that are open up. Now you got probably county commissioners or city council members are going to put their name. That opens up those seats that are probably going to have a special election. We might have a pretty full ballot. Yeah. Not just for CD1, but a pretty full ballot across the board. Anyway,
I want to say to Kathy Verlaine and Robert Bender, they are not going to get any rest.
They're
not going to relax after this election.
Very active spring. That's exactly right. We also had the local option sales tax lost. The lost,
by 54%. And it's really going to cause some issues because they're anticipating getting a lot of money from this referendum, and also the city of Gulf Breeze was going to get about $15 million over the course of its life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're looking at the half-cent sales tax is going to go up as a referendum, the current half-cent sales tax. And that is going to possibly go up for election in 2026. So, yeah, it's going to be – if that one fails, then we've really lost a lot of money. So – it's going to be pose a challenge, but, you know, I'm sure they'll get through it somehow.
We want better infrastructure. We want lower taxes. Pick one. You know, you got to kind of pick one or the other. No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You guys also, Lisa Newell, the Gulf Breeze News publisher, you guys also have been covering the outgoing commissioners saying they're kind of their semi-farewells, right? It's pretty, you know, I thought it was pretty good what Santa Rosa said.
Yeah, it was very nice. Everyone made nice, to all of the commissioners. I think there was only one kind of negative comment. But, yes, said Sam Parker and James Calkins have served their last meeting for the county, and so the new commissioners will be sworn in. Rhett Rowell and throwing a blank now.
Bobby Burkett.
Bobby Burkett, thank you so much. So they will take over, and then, of course, some of the things I think that I am looking forward to seeing on their agenda hopefully will get done and so we will move forward with that.
Yeah, there's a push in both counties to make government boring again, and I don't know why these people are trying to put me out of entertainment. Why?
I think you've got plenty to go on. The national election is going to keep you very...
No. This is not my favorite thing to cover, but yeah, no, you're not wrong about that. The school employee resigned amid the investigation, right?
Right, and so we are following that story, and this her name is Kelly Short, and she was she has served many, many roles in this county school district, but her latest was Director of In-Service and Instructional Technology, but she's now under investigation for fraud accusations. There were some kind of shady financial transactions over the past 2 years. And, you know, of course, she's innocent until proven guilty, so they are looking into that. But she has resigned, and there is an ongoing investigation with the school district.
And you guys also have a story about a couple of students who are songwriters, and they're finalists in the festival. We got Thanksgiving. I cannot believe Thanksgiving is a week. That's crazy. And then, you know, the Christmas tree lot is open. The paper always has such good stuff. Gulf Breeze
News.
Go ahead.
The boat shows this weekend, too.
Oh.
So lots of things going on this weekend.
Where?
And also as holiday craft fair. The boat show is going to be down, right off of Bayfront, or at the foot of Halifax. Down there. It's the Marine Max boat show.
Okay.
It had to be rescheduled because of the potential hurricane. So it's going to be down there this weekend. So it should be a beautiful weekend for it. And, of course, go get your Christmas trees and go to the holiday craft fair show. Lots of good information in the paper this week. And I'm excited because, you know, the holidays are coming. It feels exciting. Something good to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's a great time of year. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News, comes out every Thursday, and always gives us an update on what's going on in Gulf Breeze on Thursday morning. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for covering our local issues and telling us about it. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Andrew and I hope to see you in the breeze.